huge weekend for Northern Ireland's favourite boxer, Carl Frampton. He's facing one of his biggest fights so far. It's against Leo Santa Cruz, and Frampton is going in as an underdog. The fight is in New York and it will be shown on primetime TV in America. Thomas Kane is there for Radio Ulster and has been speaking to Carl.
I don't think people have seen a good, really good performance from me in quite a while, if I'm being honest. There's much more to come. And it's time to put that right. You know, I'm a very good fighter. I'm in against a very good fighter. It has all the ingredients for a top quality fight, but I'm here to win.
You've been very respectful about Leo Santa Cruz and the same vice versa. Does that sometimes make it more difficult when you're about to get in a ring with a guy?
No, not at all. Look, if a chance arises for him to try and take me out, he's going to take it. So absolutely not. You know, I'm coming in here to do a job. This is business. Nothing personal at all between me and Leo Santa Cruz. I respect him immensely. He's an amazing fighter, but if the chance comes for me to take him out, I'm not going to think twice just because he's a nice guy. I'm going to take it with both hands. But he's a very good fighter. This may go the distance. I have the boxing ability to win on points, but I've definitely got the power, especially at 126 pounds, to knock him out.
There's no lack of confidence there. Respected boxing pundit Steve Bunce is on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
What do you think? Has he got any chance?
Yeah, he's got a great chance. The Americans wrote him off because he's not American. The Americans rejected him because he's got very pale skin. He doesn't look very powerful. He doesn't look very strong. And Santa Cruz, even though he's Mexican, he's based in America. He speaks fantastic English. And more than that, he is a star. 4 years, 11 world title fights. This is at his third weight. He's been a major attraction on various American TV channels. And so what's happened, until about 5 days ago, until about Monday of this week, what's happened is that Carl Frampton was just the opponent, the guy in the other corner, a European. He was here to lose. He was vulnerable. Last year, against an unknown Mexican, he got dropped twice in one round, they said. And suddenly, since Monday of this week, and I've talked to Carl about this, and I talked to Barry McGuigan about this, suddenly this week, I think it's dawned on them that Carl Frampton is not there to make up the numbers. I'm not saying they realise they've made a mistake, but I think they only realised on about Monday of this week that this is a real fight, a 50-50 fight.
They've underestimated him.
They have underestimated him, because he's British, and of course, the Mexican's fantastic. He's known in America. He's got this great backstory where his father's been battling cancer. It's all been about Leo Santa Cruz. It's been nothing about Carl Frampton until about Monday or Tuesday of this week, and there was a switch when suddenly someone realised, you know what, there might just be 15,000 Irishmen inside this arena. This kid Carl Frampton might just be able to fight. But then they've looked at his films and they thought, by heck, he can fight. We've got a problem on Saturday night. And that's been a realisation this week. And little Carl and Barry, wee Barry, they just laugh because suddenly, they're getting a bit more respect, which they deserve.
Do you think, Steve, is Cruz, has he got much of an advantage because he's, to an extent, on home soil? Carl has to travel. He's been over there for a few days already, but he's not on his home ground.
No, there's no advantage at all for that. And I'll tell you why. Because last year, and I alluded to it, when Carl went out to Texas, 120 degrees of heat. Whoever thought of taking a kid from Belfast and sticking him in 120 degrees of heat? That was lunacy, by the way. So he messed up last year. He only went for about a week. This time he's been out there for 3.5 weeks, nearly 4 weeks. He's kissed every single baby that's been born. He's poured Guinness in about 500 Irish taverns, and I'm not joking. He's had days named after him, streets named after him, fates named after him, schools named after him. He can't stop doing stuff like that. But what he's really done, all jokes aside, is he's acclimatized. And Leo Santa Cruz, he's had to travel 3,500 miles from California. Carl's had to travel 4,500 miles. So there'll be no difference. When the first bell sounds, my calculation is 75%, even 90% of that audience will be baying and cheering for Carl Frampton.
Really? That much?
Absolutely.
Well, listen,
absolutely.
Steve, you sound like a man that knows his stuff. I want your prediction. Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's a distance fight. I think it's a hard fight. And I can just see Carl losing narrowly on point. Now, the only other problem I've got is that he's very accurate, Mr. Santa Cruz, and I've just got a feeling that Carl could mark up. I think it's a hard fight for him to win. I think he can win it. He's not going to get blown away. He's not going to get smashed to bits. I just see it being controversial, the two of them being really worn, really, really battered from a great, great fight, potential fight of the year. And I would not be at all surprised if Santa Cruz nicks it on a really tight decision, which is not, of course, what your listeners want to hear on a Friday
no,
morning.
No, I hope you're wrong, Steve. George,
so do I.
George is on the line. Good morning, George.
Hello.
You've got a question. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. I can't understand two unbeaten fighters fighting in New York, and they're fighting in a place called Barclays Conference Center. There's only one place in New York. Is Madison Square Gardens.
Now, you're absolutely right there, George, but what happened about five years ago is this fantastic new arena opened in Brooklyn. It's only about 5 miles from the Madison Square Garden, and it's bigger than Madison Square Garden. The facilities are better. I understand what you're saying. Historically, everyone wants to fight at Madison Square Garden. It's one of the greatest, most iconic venues in the world. But the Barclays Center is a little bit more comfortable. It doesn't smell as bad. It's easier to get to. And by the way, it looks fantastic on TV.
George, will you be staying up to watch it tonight?
No, I'll listen
sorry,
to
on,
it.
On, I, sorry, on I, Saturday
I,
night.
I listen to it in bed on the radio.
It'll be on Radio Ulster live from 3:30. So that's technically Sunday morning, is that right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
There you go. Ken, good morning. Is he there? Ah, Ken's away. Steve, thank you very much for coming on. I hope you're wrong, and I hope that Carl the Jackal Frampton, he does us proud. I'm sure he will regardless, and he brings home another belt.
Yeah, so do I. And by the way, you know, it's one of those fights that comes down to it. You know, I'll be stunned if at least one of the judges doesn't go for Carl. You know, we could be looking at the first of two fights here. How about a rematch? Next May somewhere outdoors in Belfast. How does that sound?
I think there'll be a lot of people here who will be cheering on and would want that as well, Steve. Steve Bunce, thank you very much. So good luck to Carl as well. We should try and get him on next week for Stephen. Do you think will he come on? He might come on for Stephen.